My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So speaking of the pressure on the quarterback, is it more frustrating to not finish those pressures, or is it more encouraging to have the pressures there in the first place, just try to get the guys?
You have to ask me that one tomorrow. Tonight, more frustrating not to finish for sure, because that's the outcome. You know, that's the difference between a punt and a first down. And so there's a lesson there for sure to say that, you know, you're on the right track, but our game and our team is going to be about finishing end of games and halves. And so for us not to nail that and plays, you know, that won't cost us.
Dan Quinn yesterday. I still loved the quote. We played it at the beginning of the show, which I think is, you know, a reflection of some of his self-awareness and a reflection of a little bit of a reality check yesterday when he said, quote, "You need to struggle to see the identity develop. You don't want it, but you need it. That happened tonight," closed quote. All right, your turn. What I was going to say is everything for me really is 99% about what happened yesterday. It's not a referendum on anything. I will just say these three things. They got to fix the kicker situation ASAP. Number two, they've got certainly, you know, we thought this coming into the season, they got an issue with coverage, you know, especially at corner. It was Forbes. It was San Ristil in his first game. It's his first game. You know, it's St. Juice. It's everybody. And that's tied to pass rush, too. You got to finish some of those times that you get close to getting a quarterback. You also, right now, again, another thing we talked about all offseason and preseason, everybody did, you know, who's the other guy after Terry? You know, who's that going to be? That's why, you know, during some of these conversations about Brandon Ayuk, I was like, really? You don't want Brandon Ayuk on your team? Like, who do you think you have on your team? But there are a lot of reasonable reasons not to have wanted Brandon Ayuk on the team. But we got to find some guys that can get open for a rookie quarterback. Those would be the things, you know, that are a little bit more beyond just this one entity, this one standalone blowout loss. We'll see how these things get handled moving forward. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. It is your turn. What'd you like? What didn't you like? And anything else? Let's start with Brandon. Brandon from Fort Washington. Brandon, you're up first. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
You pretty much touched on everything that I was going to say. I liked Jaden. I was pretty impressed with how he was able to extend plays and, make throws and create plays off schedule. I am concerned that the sliding thing is a little concerning to me because he looks like he almost falls forward. So that was concerning. I did like the running game. I think that B-Rob and Eckler had some pretty strong runs, so they were pretty impressive to me. I don't understand for the life of me why Terry doesn't get more than four targets a game. It seems like we've been talking about this for years at this point. So what I didn't like defensively, the more things change, the more they stay the same. I mean, I don't know how many times, I've listened to you regularly, and we talk about the defense, the communication, the lack of a pass rush. I mean, it's just, it just hasn't changed. You know, I'm not going to mash the panic button just yet because it's one game, but the defensive effort is just inexcusable. I mean, for not being able to get Baker Mayfield to the ground was just gut-wrenching. The 3rd and 10-plus runs and throws were just, disappointing. I'm hoping that, this week, the Giants come to town, but then again, for some reason, Daniel Jones seems to get right when he plays us. So I'm not going to panic just yet. But I definitely was not inspired at all by the defense, even though there were some good things that I did see yesterday. Thanks for taking my call,
Brandon. Appreciate it. I'd like to see a little bit, and it's early. I mean, this is going to be a process here, and we got to be patient on some of the things offensively. But, man, I think Jaden off play action with some run game, I'm talking about under center stuff and some bootleg, I just think he'd be devastating with that. But he's primarily in shotgun or pistol. Oh, I wanted to mention one play. Stay tuned. I'm going to mention a play that was pretty wild that I did not mention in my breakdown. But was a very interesting usage of a specific player. Let's go to Ross. Ross in Tampa, go.
Hey, what's going on, Ken?
Hey, Ross, what's happening, man?
Not much. Hey, I'm feeling encouraged. The front office, the coaches, they won't openly say this, and they shouldn't. But this season's all about the quarterback. Whether you have the quarterback, how you looking, how you feeling. And next season's offseason is going to be the critical offseason. But, what I saw in the game last night in real time, man, I think Luke McCaffrey, I think he might mess around and step in and be that second backup, the second receiver, excuse me. Zacchaeus, he was dropping a lot of catchable passes out there. And I'm definitely looking into the kicker situation. I don't think they'll keep him just based off the terms of the trade. And, I was also thinking to myself, I didn't know they lost so much time. I was actually there, and I was getting back to my seat when they were kicking the ball off before halftime. I thought with one timeout left, man, just take a shot down the field and then see what you got in terms of trying for a long field goal. But, yeah, never go into halftime with multiple timeouts. No, they had one timeout, but just don't take any timeouts into the locker room with you. So, Kevin, that's how I feel about that, man. But, I want to go ahead and throw something else out there. I want to say thank you for the Syracuse line, man. That came home for me. I went 9-for-10 on my parlay, but the one that did not come home was Maryland. And I think that might have a little bit to do with my boy MJ Moore still not starting. Kevin, you have a good one, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah, smell test 8-7 this weekend. The one that I love, though, like I say all the time, you play every single one for the exact same amount, but Texas got throttled. they had no chance. Michigan got throttled. They had no chance against Texas. But still, a one game over .500 weekend. look, the end of the first half, you made your decision when you didn't use your timeout on defense that you were going to go, you were going to take a knee when you got the ball back. So that was made for them. That was made by them on defense. I just would never, I don't know why you don't try to get an extra possession there, especially when you have a quarterback that can take off and get 22 yards and get out of bounds easily twice on a drive, which is all you need, and you're in field goal range. Again, the kicker isn't very good, and they may have other reasons why they didn't want to do it, but I would have wanted to eke out another, you know, opportunity to score at the end of the first half, down 9. You would have had roughly 47, 48 seconds left, no timeouts. That's plenty of time to try to get in field goal range. Let's go to Kurt. Kurt in Hagerstown. Kurt, thanks. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Kevin. Hey, go ahead and get that panic button over there from Denton and smash that for me, okay?
I'm not going to do
that. Let me tell you, because that outside corner situation, just like I said, every third and long situation, they're going to get more than 50%, so it's going to be a long year. So I don't even want to talk about the outside corner and third down and long, because we can't control that. We also can't control the field goal kicker. Those are going to be problems. No need to talk about it. This is what I want to talk about, Kevin. Let's talk about how can you run an offense today without pre-snap motion.
Yeah.
And when you're going to run
a lot of
tempo.
It. Good point. That was I had that in my notes. Yep, I'm curious too.
Yeah, you got to, especially with a rookie quarterback, so he can, that's the first read on the defense. What are they in?
Man zone.
You go to the line of scrimmage. You got a pass play called. You got two run plays as an audible and possibly a third audible as a pass, and you come, you do that pre-snap motion, and you make the call, and it should be run, you know, more 2-1, Ron Rivera, on the run, because we got a rookie quarterback, and we got a young offensive line, and we got to get ahead of the chains. We got to be in 2nd and 7. We got to be in 3rd and 4 and 3rd and 5. We cannot have a first down where we are playing behind the sticks. It's a loss. You might as well punt the ball. It's
Yeah, well, you don't have to punt it when you have him on third down, and he can pick up 15 on a scramble to move the chains. So don't
come. They know what's going to happen. We're going to run a bubble screen on the third and long, like it's a draw play. Like everybody knows, it's the safe out. And if you're going to do that, then you got to run the same amount of go routes. And then we're going back to Pop Warner football or maybe college football, where we just run a bunch of goes, and let's see if Jaden Daniels doesn't see anything, and then he finds a place to run. But I think that's something we can fix. Kingsbury needs to put that in ASAP. Let's not kiss John Allen's butt, man. He missed 2 sacks. He was too high. He overran the play. And the defense didn't do what they needed to do. So that's my call, Kevin. Not too many.
So let me tell you this. Kurt, you're always a sharp caller. I wanted to tell you the thing that I forgot to mention, and I thought it was interesting. On one of those behind the chains situations, they were 3rd and 18 on their opening drive of the third quarter in Tampa territory, and you just want to manage that situation to try to get back to, you know, to try to get back to field goal range. I mean, for this guy, whatever, you still have to try to get 3. You know, the play they ran was that backwards pass to Luke McCaffrey, and I think, and I'll get the all 22 later, I think he's looking to throw it back to Jaden, and then Jaden's gonna take off. I don't think he's gonna throw it again. I think it's a backward McCaffrey, a throw back to Daniels, and that was their gimmick play to try to pick up 3rd and 18. Now McCaffrey clearly was covered, and he kept the ball and he ran into field goal range, which was smart. Even though it was, you know, he missed the field goal. But I thought that was interesting. McCaffrey, of course, was a quarterback at Nebraska before ending up at Rice. Anyway, I'm sure you picked up on that. Let's go to Ian. Ian, go ahead.
Tough day for the Sheehan household. Maryland, Kirk Cousins not doing well, and then this game. Things I liked. Jaden Daniels has.
You know, this never works out well for you, typically, because you pounce on those single days, and then like a couple of weeks later, you just go silent. It happens every year. You know, you are the ultimate front runner, Ian. That's one thing. Your one consistency is you are a front runner with a very short memory. But go ahead. About yesterday's game, from your standpoint, go ahead, please.
So the positives, I agree. Jaden Daniels' running ability is one of the best in the NFL already. He is so quick, so gifted there. The negatives, obviously the kicker, the secondary, the defense, all of that has been stated. But going back to Jaden Daniels, his running style, 16 rushes, diving head first, getting his helmet knocked off multiple times, this is not sustainable. It is just not sustainable. And there were times when that offense looked like Jaden Daniels or else. No plan, no rhythm, maybe one or two reads, and then he's like, I'll just scamper around. And eventually, he's going to get hit, and he's going to get hit hard, and he's going to be out. I don't care if he has Cam Newton's frame, which obviously he doesn't. 16 rushes, the number of hits he took, the style that he slides, it's just not going to work. And the previous caller mentioned the lack of pre-snap motion, the lack of kind of innovation on offense. I mean, all of it offensively was bad. And then, like you said, you don't even have a legit NFL receiving core. Like, the offense is just, it's just Jaden Daniels and whatever he feels like doing. And again, it's only week one. We'll see what week two looks like. But this offense, I thought it would be a little bit more crisp, especially given the hype around everything they've done and their special sauce and their play hard, work hard, all their ATDQ. And that your boy DQ on that clock management, the minute he didn't call that timeout, I was like, let me check Kevin's Twitter. I knew you'd pick up on that. That is just, that's Ron Rivera-esque. That's Mike Shanahan-esque. Just bad clock management, you know?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that, you know, they hired this guy Gardy from the league office to come down and help him with this. I hope this is not a consistent theme. I hope that we can get away from Sheehan having to talk about, you know, losing possessions because they didn't handle the clock well at the end of halves and the end of games. I'd like to finally, it's just we've never had anybody here that's been good at that. A lot of cities go through that. Thank you, Ian. Let's go to Bones. Bones, what's up, man? Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
My main man, Kevin Sheehan.
What's
up, Shout
Bones?
Out
How
to my man. Shout out to Dent Day. Hey, Kev, you know what, man? I just want us to look at this like this, man. That was preseason game number 4, and possibly this week we're going to have preseason game number 5. And after these first 2 games, man, I expect that this team going to be on point, man, and be on precision, man. Everybody going to be dialed in and tuned in to each other, man, and we're going to start seeing some real football. You know what I'm saying? And another thing, you know, Jaden, you look good, man, but you're going to have to tighten that chin strap up. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
I played football, had no helmet that flying on. No, you got to tighten that chin strap up, man. You know what I mean? And thank y'all, man, for taking my call. I love you guys. Hey, Dave, didn't they? Man, you got to give me some good bets this weekend, man, in that college, man. I messed up on a couple of plays, but I'm gonna be looking out for you. Y'all take care. Peace.
All right. Good job, Bones. Washington, by the way, Sunday, a 2.5-point favorite over the Giants. The Giants were pretty dreadful in their opener, too. All right, stay on hold. 301-230-0980. You want to weigh in? What'd you like? What didn't you like? Any other observations from the game? Aveen, Keith, Roy, Nick, everybody on hold, stay there. We got an open line if you want to weigh in. It is a day after the season opener. Took us a while to get here. We finally have a result, and it was not pretty, that's for sure. But it was only one. On to the Giants. Kevin Sheehan Show, the team.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
980, the team 980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.